My name is Victoria Sork, and I have the privilege of being the director of the Mildred E. Mathias Botanical Garden. In many ways, I think about the garden as a living museum. I know that people walk around museums and they are curious about how the experts interpret the art. That inspired me to ask the experts who have spent time at the UCLA Botanical Garden, how do they think about plants and nature, and share that with our visitors. Mildred E. Mathias was an internationally renowned botanist. It was Mildred who first introduced the notion of creating biogeographic regions within the garden. The mission of the garden to promote teaching, education, and public enjoyment became established when Mildred E. Mathias became the director. I thought it would be useful for you to hear Mildred E. Mathias in her own words.
The garden is organized somewhat geographically and somewhat ecologically. So the hilltop up here is our tropics. It's the warmest spot in the garden.
The primary reason for a botanical garden on a university campus is to have a place where one can teach the students, so it's not a display garden. And the display is only incidental.
It is an extremely useful teaching garden, as well as a garden where a number of interesting plants have been made available to the public. Come and walk through a peaceful garden here.
I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Mildred, and I hope you enjoy the other commentaries during your visit to the garden.